grid on an E5. E10 and E85 were always put in not as mandatory, but as optional for those who had vehicles that could use them. It had been proven in the studies that E10 could be detrimental to some vehicles, and therefore it was important to put it at a level where it would not be detrimental to any of the vehicles. And therefore, there have not been any additional studies that have been done. And therefore, this going from E5 to E10 is completely without any technical work having been done and can only be seen as political and illegal in the same way.
In other words, are you saying this new blend of fuel is not safe on vehicles?
It is proven that E10 is not safe to many vehicles. That's why even when you look at the countries worldwide that use E10, they specifically make their vehicles to suit E10. E10 is not generally used in any of the countries. And most of the countries that use E10 are manufacture their own engine, like Brazil, like Japan, and therefore Europe, in fact, doesn't use E10. So vehicles and engines in Europe don't use E10. That problem that is associated to E10, that we had suggested that it should be at E5 and not E10 until such time as measures have been put in place that makes sure that the vehicles that require conversion would then indeed be converted to E10 before it was made mandatory.
We hear that this E10 and E85 is safe for the vehicles that were made after 1990.
That is not correct. E85 is actually modern vehicles that are made that use flexi-fuel as they are known to be. These are modern vehicles. They are specifically known as flexi-fuel vehicles. So it's not for common use by any other vehicle except those ones. E10 is not generally applied to any vehicle manufactured after 1990. That is not correct. And that's why the technical work was done.